Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Strength in Numbers, who is presenting it, Victoria Self-Advocacy Network Startup Committee. How long it will run? For 1 hour. And now I'll pass you over to Christian.
Thank you, everybody, for being here today. Before we talk about vision, I would like to recognize the original owner of the land and pay my respect to elders past and present. For the vision, as some of you may know, it's a new network that we have set up to provide the opportunity to all self-advocacy groups to come together so we can have even a stronger voice all together. And to check out basically this new network, we've got a committee which is made of all the people that you see around here next to me and behind me. So what I will do now, I will pass it to each of them to introduce themselves. And after we've done the introduction, I would like to ask to each of our committee members, what are you passionate about when it comes to self-advocacy? And why do you think we need to have a network like the Vision?
Hi guys, I'm Luke Nelson. I'm part of the setup committee for VSAN.
What else was I supposed to say? Christian? What else was I supposed to say?
Why are you passionate about self-advocacy?
I think that the reason why I'm passionate about advocacy and self-advocacy and being in the self-advocacy sector is because I get tired of professionals and doctors and professors, no disrespect to those of them who are, being the experts. You know, when I was 15, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I decided very early on in my life, for the next 30 years, this is what I'll be doing. For the next, however long it is, however I can draw breath or whatever, I will be setting up networks and being part of networks of organisations because, you know, disability is possibility. There's no disability without its drawbacks, but it's also no disability without their possibility in life. So thank you very much. Well, I think we need VSAN because we can hopefully talk to governments and we need to have a network that is, because there's been networks in the past, and I'm sure my colleagues will tell you about how, you know, it all got started. But in my eyes, I think that, you know, having VSAN is, you know, a big part because this is a statewide network. This is however many people we get, this is, you know, going to be a huge network. And can I just say one more thing? You know, four of us are the setup committee, but you guys, you know, it's your network. You're the ones who can put ideas forward or whatever. It's your network. It's not ours. It's yours. It's everybody's within the disability. Hopefully, it's everyone's within the disability community. No worries.
Hi, my name's Susan. I'm the current president of RAM Force. I'm also the group leader at the Powerful Parent Self-Advocacy Group. A little bit about me. I became interested in lobbying shortly after I lost my daughter due to my disabilities. She's now living with her grandmother in permanent care, but I see her every week. But I thought that was not fair, so I thought, well, I'm not going to sit here like a stone mullet and take it. I'm going to see what I can do to change this for someone else, even though I knew the very possibility of me getting my daughter back was very remote. Why I thought VSAM was important was I thought, well, there might be only a few of us who are willing to get up there, who are parents who are willing to get up there to the government and say, no, this is not good enough, no, it's time for change. Whereas if I took that to something like a network and they said it, it's a bigger voice, it's a powerful voice, and it's like me, you might be able to ignore me because I'm that annoying little dripping tap that won't turn off. But with that bigger voice, you just can't ignore it. So that's what I'm hoping will come out of the VSAN. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name's Colin Hisco and I'm the current training officer for Reinforce and I'm on the VSAN setting up committee with you, my other friends down there and Jane. I believe self-advocacy is really important because it's taught me a lot on how I can do things and how I can be able to stand up and say what I want and what I believe is right. Sometimes it's hard and sometimes you don't get what we want. But yeah, maybe that's okay. I think it depends on what the issue is and how hard you fight. I'd encourage anyone to take that very first step. That very first step is the hardest. And once you've done that, then it may be a lot easier. I believe that VSAN is a really good organization and I believe that it should be where it is now, and I believe that every self-advocacy group in Victoria, should be a member of that group. I encourage you to strongly put your name forth and say, yes, we want to be part of this group. It's like Susan was just saying before about the powerful voice. So I just want to try one little thing. Could you hear me right up the back? You could only just hear me? Okay, can everybody say two words? Self-advocacy. Ready? Go. Self-advocacy. That's the power of a voice. That is the power of VSAN. That is what VSAN can do for you if your group's a member. If you just go in one by one saying, oh, you know, we'd like to do things change and we'd like this, I don't think they're going to take much notice of you. But if you go in as one big group and one big voice, then that makes a lot of difference.
And thank you, Colin, for that. Now, we are going to start with the PowerPoint pregânță un lucrată de păr clarice de vicanița network for Victorian self-advocacy group and we have already said it's a network when group join together to have a stronger, louder voice and to make things happen. Or in case of one group speaking up, there are a lot of groups that speak with one voice. And this is really about, as Colin was saying before, about the power of coming together. And of course, the people listen to what network have to say. And the vision will be run by the Victorian Self-Advocacy Group and will be a way for groups to have their voice heard, share ideas and information, work on the issue faced by people with a disability, and also it will be a great opportunity to meet other self-advocates. Now, before we move to the next scene, is there any question or any comment or anything that you would like to say?
And I've got new shoes on today, so my feet are going to be hurting by the end of the day.
What do I want this for?
You're doing the history, the next one.
History of self-advocacy, the network. In the 80s, there were two self-advocacy networks. They were People First Victoria and People First Australia. People First Victoria was very similar to VSAN, where the self-advocacy groups came together and made that network. And same with the People First of Australia. I was fortunate enough to be the executive officer for that organisation. And it was representative of groups from around Australia coming together in all different places, meeting and having meetings and talking about what the problems are or what the issues are in their area. I'm talking about how People First of Australia and People First Victoria can help and support the other advocacy groups. But unfortunately, and like some self-advocacy groups, they lost the funding. So we couldn't meet anymore. We couldn't discuss anything, unfortunately. I sometimes wonder, because groups may be at different stages in their life. Now, for an example, if Reinforce was a new self-advocacy group and we were asked to become part of this group, because we're only a new group and because we're just stepping out, there's that fear of taking the first step and being part of something. There's that fear of saying, hey, yes, we can't do this on our own. We need help and we need support. I encourage, like I just said previously, I encourage all self-advocacy groups to become part of VSAN, so we can become that one big voice, and then we can have our voices heard a lot more, whether it be in government or whether it be in your service or wherever it may be. You have the one voice. You will have the power. Just think about election time. Okay, the government's in, governments are out. You know, you've got this government, you've got that government. You have to decide what it is that you want. You have to decide whether you want the Liberals, whether you want the Labour, or whether you want...
Greens!
Absolutely nobody, because nobody, I don't believe, is going to do a good job, maybe except us. So you have a vote. You have that voice. It's the same with the national network. You have a voice. You have that commitment. You have the passion of people there willing to do it. You have people like Christian, Luke, Susan, Jane, myself. We're there. We're passionate. We believe in it. We want to be there to support the other groups. We want to be there to be able to say, hey, you can do exactly the same as what we're doing. I'm getting old. Everybody's getting old. And we need that new blood. We need new people in there. We need the passion. We need the commitment. And with our help and support, I strongly believe we can do it. And I'm sorry I keep saying it, but I urge you, I request you, I plead. I'll go down on my hands and knees, but I won't be able to get back up again, so I'm not going to do that. I beg you to join VSAN. Think about it. Ring us. Talk to us. Even talk to Sue if you have to, if you're still not sure. But please, please be part of that one voice. Please do not miss out. Like that old saying, nothing about me without me. So please, be part of that group.
Thanks, Carl. You can keep that one up there now. Our question?
Hello, it's Heather Lawson here from Deafblind Victorians. I'm aware of your, I'm not sure how to, VSAN, I'm aware of your group. I'm just wondering if Deafblind Victorians should be involved because I'm not sure about committee meetings. We have an issue with getting interpreters. Would we be able to have interpreters for those committee meetings and to advocate to government and services with interpreters? I'm wondering if VSAN could be supportive in that way. I mean, I'd love to be involved, but the main issue is just we need interpreters. Thank you.
Yeah, look, I can answer that on behalf of SARU. At the moment, SARU is providing support for VSAN, and so we definitely support being able to get interpreters there if you needed them.
Okay. Sorry, I hadn't finished my comment. In terms of the interpreters, interpreters would help us advocate in a broad range of scenarios. Deafblind people are becoming older, where we may have to go to nursing homes or other special homes that could take us. Sometimes it's hard for us to mainstream with other disability groups. It's very difficult because Deafblind Victorians are a very unique group and we have difficulty in communicating. So I just wanted to make sure VSAN was aware of that and if they could help us. Yep.
Oh, because the SAR is doing, for the initial few years, support for VSAN, we'll be able to provide interpreters for VSAN. So next is...
I would like to explain that at the last conference of self-advocates, some of you or most of you or all of you may recall or remember that that it was decided from advocates that we needed to set up a state network to have stronger voice for self-advocates and self-advocacy groups.
In 2013, a committee was at the last conference we were at, as Susan said, there was a meeting and set up group, or meeting to discuss whether it was a good idea to set up a group. I hope I'm reading this right because I'm blind because I haven't got my glasses on. So a committee and... The Victorian Self-Advocacy Network was officially born, or officially, and Arthur Rogers, when was it, at the VSAN launch? November last year, we had a cake at Ross House somewhere, I don't know where, but I forgot. Yeah, and we just said, you know, we're in. So, and I put my hand up and a cup, and, you know, everybody else around here put their hands up, and I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for myself, is that I'm in for the long haul, and I'm hoping that, as Colin said, I'm hoping you all join us. Thank you very much.
Yes, and with the vision, we have also decided on a vision for the next one. And the vision that we have is a world where people with a disability can come together to achieve equal opportunity in everyday life. And then we also have our mission, the mission statement, which is the Victorian Self-Advocacy Network. It's a collective of self-advocacy groups. We can aim to bring a group together to empower the disability self-advocacy movement in Victoria. As a network, we support each other, share information, and work together on important issues affecting people with a disability. And of course, we also have a membership, and we do have already quite a few members. At the moment, I have been a shared group in Bendigo, Power of Self-Advocacy Group in Moore, Rainbow Self-Advocacy Group in Shepparton, New Wave Gippsland, Bendigo Self-Advocacy with Friend, New Horizon, Diversity and Diversity and Disability, I am one of them. Powerful Parent Self-Advocacy Group. Reinforce All Equal Advocacy Group. And Brain Injury Matter. Well, this is the member so far, and we are looking for more. And of course, the other good news, guys, is that membership is free.
Yes.
Yeah. Important thing to remember. Now, when it comes to the vision representative, each group will pick two members to become vision rep. And basically, the job of the rep will be to pass on information from the vision committee to their group. Support their group to have a say in the work of the vision, and let the vision know about any issue their group thinks the vision should work on.
Luke now.
Okay, which one am I... Sorry, what am I talking about? Did a column there? Where is my sheet? Yep. Basically, for the next, how long we got? For the next 15 minutes, we'd like you to brainstorm, I suppose, and sort of what you would like to see with the network and what issues you would like to bring to us, or if you're interested, or, you know, just to have a discussion within yourself, like within yourselves, or... sorry, that was a little joke within yourself. You know, just around the table. And I think, I know that I'll be sitting with groups, or, you know, just to bounce ideas off. Or what do you think, Christian? If people want to.
But I mean, if you don't belong to a group, you can come together even with different groups and have the discussion. And basically, the issue that we would like to ask you is, what do you think about vision? How vision can let people know about self-advocacy group and why they are important? And the issue that you think that vision should be speaking up about.
And there's paper and texters there for people if they want to write lists of issues and some of those things that Christian said.
So how much time are we giving?
So about 15 minutes?
Yes, 15 minutes.
Oh, we'll definitely leave that up. So you can just in groups.
So you've got 15 minutes and after that, basically... I would like to hear from you guys. Thank you.
Time has... Oh, sorry. Oops-a-daisy. Oh, time has slipped away and there's only 10 minutes left for the report back. So I'll pass over to Christian... for the report back of each table. That was just a wake up in case you've fallen asleep and, you know.
Yeah, guys, we would like to hear from you now. So, what we can go around each table. And one person that you selected on the cable will provide the feedback on the question that we asked before. So we can start from... maybe we want to cut from this cable here.
Okay. Who's this? Here you go.
Okay.
Thank you. We've got four questions. The first is VSAN funded? And if yes, how? Will we just read the four questions? The second is, what issues has VSAN identified as being important? Third question, does VSAN provide training in advocacy? And the fourth question, is there like an organisation chart of the self-advocacy world? Who does not do what?
Who from VSAN wants to ask the first one about Christian? You're on. Is VSAN funded?
No.
If so, how are you operating?
Supported, not funded.
Okay. So we're definitely not funded. Sorry about my mistake. It's Susan speaking. But we are very strongly supported by SARU, the Self-Advocacy Resource Unit.
The next question was, what issues has VSAN identified as being important? Who would like to answer that from VSAN? Colin?
I don't think we've really thought about that yet at this stage. Basically because we're just setting up and we're trying to get ourselves organised before we concentrate on the other thing.
The next one was, does VSAN provide training in advocacy?
As Colin said, and I'm sure as Christian and Susan would agree, we're only a young organisation, we're just starting out. So again, we don't know where we're going to go. I'm not going to say we will, but hopefully we will. We don't, like at this point it's just a feel out to all the groups that, just to tell them what we're about, not what we're about, but what we're doing and everything like that. So yeah, that's where I think we are at the moment. We're not really at that training stage at the moment. We're only a young organisation.
And the last one is there an organisation chart of the self-advocacy world and who does and does not do what? Do you want me to answer that one, Cole? You got it? There you go.
That is my passion about getting something about all the self-advocacy groups, not only in Australia but around the world. And then we'll just know how big we really are and we can say, look at us. You know, we're just not one little group. There's millions of us.
But there is a map of groups in Australia on the Reinforce website. Is it uploaded or have you just got it? It's loaded. Yep.
Sorry to just a quick comment on the previous question, the one in regard to providing training. I think that will depend really pretty much on how much request we've got really from people. And if we see that there is the need really for something like that, probably something we could organize in partnership with SARU.
Yep, and currently the SARU does run training for self-advocacy groups in Victoria, and so does Reinforce. Thank you. Next.
What our group thought about VSAN, recognising all groups with a disability, they may have conflict as different groups have different needs and issues. And the answers were computer, websites, pamphlets. How to let people know was by computer, websites, pamphlets, and for the the pamphlets to be easy to understand. Also through networking by mail, and they were email conference, these conferences that we have, Facebook functions of groups, mobile or a message or a text. All right. And the third question was the issues was public transport, the NDIS, and housing and recreation. Help with people understanding, accessing, filling in forms that apply to people with disabilities, and access to different buildings, disability facilitators, shops, and help with our legal, like if people have legal problems, like helping with like court, like going to court. And access to communication. The UN Convention, people with disabilities go on a panel, and help with voting, rights to voting, help with pensions, access to community service, and a disability travel card.
Thank you. We move to the next table.
We've got a few questions for VSAN, four actually. One is, could it be somewhere that people can go to get information or share information about groups like the Deaf Blind Group, which is a small group? It could be an opportunity for them to become better known. Question two is, could VSAN have a list of groups made available? Question three is for VSAN to provide information on all disability, especially ABI, where some people think, Jeff here was saying that some people think that he's deaf all the time, but it's actually lack of understanding of ABI. So could it be an opportunity for sharing of information? And another question was, could there be an annual campaign or a special awareness week that VSAN could run? Maybe VSAN could be involved in the International Disability Week. And somebody said something about Santa with a disability on, I suppose, tramping around on International Disability Week, giving out prezzies. What was that, Colin? Yes, yeah, exactly.
Someone from VSAN want to answer some of those questions?
Could you repeat the first one, please?
The first one is, can the VSAN be somewhere, set up something like a website where people can go to get information and share information about all different disabilities, such as deaf, especially ones, I guess, like ABI and deafblind that a lot of people don't know about, and others?
Well, I suppose... Yes, because it will become an opportunity for different groups to come together and to share information about each other. But I mean, Have shake the hand. This is not really the main thing that we can hear for. I mean, we can hear, of course, but all of us could speak up on one voice about the thing that we want to change and the thing that we want to advocate together. But then, of course, as a consequence of coming all together, there will be also an opportunity for information sharing and to know what other groups or other organizations are doing.
Okay, and I think that sort of answers the next two. And just in we have the time, and I want every table to get a say, would there be something that VSAN would be interested in doing, like campaigns, being involved in International Week of People with Disabilities, that type of thing? Would VSAN see a role in that?
Well, I suppose this is something really that we can look at, but really, I mean, we haven't really decided yet on all the action that we want to take, and we haven't got a strategy plan yet. And this is why we want to hear from you guys about what is important for you. I think that's a very good feedback that you gave. So thank you for that. Was there any other question? Or we finish from... Okay. We can move to the next table there. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a couple of questions. My name is Ollie Wilson. I represent the New Horizons Group. We are members of VSAN. We've got about 20 members, and we've got a few issues to be effective members of VSAN, because we only work for 4 hours per week. Meet for 4 hours per week, I should say. And we find it difficult to attend meetings or conferences outside that time. Today was a bit of a logistical nightmare for us as well, but here we are anyway. But what we would like to know is, does VSAN have an action plan of any sort for the next 12 months, we'll say? And the other question, I'll give you all the questions and you can answer them one at a time if you can. Who are you? How is VSAN going to connect with decision makers, say government, people, etc., etc.? And can we sort of, is there a strong online presence? Is there some proposal to VSAN go online so that we can sort of have maybe webcasts or be part of, you know, Facebook or something of that nature?
Did you get those? Who wants to answer from VSAN? Luke?
I mean, I was listening, but...
Action plan.
We, as I said, we're a young organisation, and we would have an action... like, the committee, if Christian or anyone wants to jump in at any stage, we've been talking about what we maybe would do, like throwing ideas around and... For the committee, say for example, we've got an idea around the NDIS for the we've already had discussions. I'm on a committee with the NDIS lobby group, and we've maybe talked about doing a campaign around that, or there's a lot of stuff that we were thinking about, but we haven't really got a action plan in process just yet.
The other question was, how are you going to connect with decision makers
does anyone want to answer that?
Does anyone from VSAN want to answer that? I'm Christian.
Well, we are planning to have an online present, of course, and we would like, I mean, to check up our website and to be on Facebook. When it comes to checking up our website, that will depend a lot on the funding, where we can get really some fun to check up back. In regard to Facebook or other media, well, that probably will be easier because it's free of charge. So, but we will definitely look at all those options, because I think it's important for the vision to be accessible to everyone as much as we can be.
Christian, thanks. I'm going to move on because I know that very soon the lunch bell will be ringing, so I'm this table.
So I think we got some more ideas. This is Andrew from UAF. We want more information for everybody. Hopefully they will be going to CRU groups homes, and hopefully have a newsletter and go by day placement and the BWAST low wage group. Oh.
So the BSWAT is a thing that's in front of the Victorian, the federal government at the moment, and it's about raising the wages of people. They call them business services. I call them shoulder workshops. And two self-advocates won a case against the federal government, but now the government's trying to stall. So you're saying that's one of the issues, Andrew, that the VSAN should think about, is the wages issue. Is that right? Thanks. So that's the list of issues that you'd like VSAN to take up. Okay, thanks. I'll get to this table.
Hello, my name is Diana. I'm from Sydney. We come from Sydney, and in New South Wales, we don't have a support group like SARU. Would VSAN consider raising this with federal government to see if all states and territories can be funded for resource units like SARU?
So the question is, would VSAN take up the call about that there should be a support for self-advocacy groups across Australia?
Well, that's a big commitment, Green. I mean, to take it across Australia. I think we are starting with Victoria now, and hopefully, I mean, in the future, there could be an opportunity to check up and organization that will be Australia wide. Of course, I mean, we need to get in step by step.
Thanks, Christian. And this table?
NDIS. My name's Julie Brasington. NDIS, is it going to be watered down? Dollars for advocates for people who are deaf and blind. Collect stories of people's experience with the DIS so that VSAN can look at the big issue is number one. Make sure that people from the country are included, not just the city people, in particular remote areas where focused and service are scarce. Strengths in numbers, particularly for the deaf and blind community, isolation may not be aware. VIAN needs to get messages out to all the time. People with disabilities in isolated, can SARU fund VSAN members to come to VSAN meetings? Nothing for people who are deaf and blind in Morwell or Gippsland area. Not enough funding for self-advocates groups.
So I guess that's a great list of issues. Do you think Christian, Luke and Susan and Colin for the VSAN to be thinking about? Yeah. Did someone want to comment?
Would you like to comment, Colin?
So did you want to say something?
Just let me run in my new shoes.
Oh, there you go. I already have got blisters.
I just want to comment that, as it's been said a couple of times, VSAN is a new group, so we've got no funding at the moment, which might... I just don't want to... overexceed anyone's expectations. So I just want to let people know that, I guess. Also, I think a majority of the things you're suggesting at the moment, the people who you see in front of you today or have seen in front of you today are the start-up committee. There'll be probably another group formed, I think. I'm not sure yet on how that will work. It will still be called VSAN, but then people would have probably to, with our guidance probably, would be sort of running the group and doing a lot of the things you're asking for. So we're not saying no, but we're just saying please hang in there. You've brought lots of lovely, good ideas, lots of brilliant ideas, but you know, we are only the start-up group, and I want to be conscientious that we're not making really big decisions for a group that needs to be a lot bigger in certain respects.
And would it be fair to say to the VSAN too that once you get going, you'll be looking for support for all of this from the VSAN reps in all the groups?
Pardon, sir?
That once you get started, you'll be looking for support from the VSAN reps that are in all the self-advocacy groups to raise issues in their local areas as
yeah,
well.
Yes, so please have a think about if your group was one of the ones listed, who would like to come forward on the VSAN group? I'm sure we can help work out travel if need be, maybe. As I said, we're not funded, so that would have to be talked about with Sue, who might give us suggestions. But, yeah, and if you're one of the people in this room that your group's not yet mentioned, please, as Colin said, please join up, because if you don't, I can't stress how much of the stuff that your particular group might be advocating for that the VSAN just might be able to help you with.
Say something. We've got one more table.
It wasn't that long when I went to try and get a job at a flower shop and I was turned down. I'd like to know how to deal with that.
So, does anyone from VSAN? I guess that's about employment issues and the issues that people with disabilities face with employment. Would that be an issue that VSAN would take on?
Like, yeah, that's a good thing to bring up, and I'm sure VSAN will be helpful with that, and I'm sure like down the track we'll look at that as well. And there's also, I'm sure there's employment services and employment groups or something that you can look at, but I'm sure that we'll definitely look at that. Just put it down on the piece of paper and we'll have a look at everything. But as Susan and all my colleagues said, all my colleagues have said, we are the startup group. At the end of the day, like I know for me, and I remember having a conversation with Sue, I don't intend to stay around VSAN forever. I like to start groups and then lead them to the actual people to run them. So in a couple of years' time, me and the startup group, we probably won't be here, but it's your committee, so you're the drivers. You're in the driver's seat. We're only the mechanics here.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You do the first piece.
I just looked at the time, and we're 20 minutes over. So I'll just get the closing comment.
Yeah, I will be very quick, really. I would like to thank everybody, really, for coming to this session today and provide very important and valuable feedback on this and what we should be doing, because I see this really as a great opportunity for all self advocacy group to come together, to work together, and to make a difference for the whole community, really. So please, if you are not a member of the VSAN group yet, come and join, and you will hear from us soon. Thank you. Bye.